Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Dr. Shivani Gupta is an Ayurveda health and wellness expert. She is the founder of Fusionary Formulas. She is a speaker and an author. Welcome to the show, Shivani.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
For sure. So I have been in the health and wellness space for over 20 years because of my own health journey. I grew up a kid who was always sick, car sick, air sick, seasick. That was part of it. But also anyone who had a cold, I would catch that cold. I'd go down, I'd lose a week or two of my life, not getting to feel great, not getting to work and progress and do all my big goals, big dreams. And so that led me to once when I was in India, I used to visit India every year to see my family and my parents, my grandparents and all. I would look around and I'd say, you know, we're in this land of yoga and Ayurveda. What is this thing called Ayurveda? Can we go look at if it'll fix my health? And it did. And that turned me into the biggest super fan of it. So then I studied it and that's led me to where I am now, which is how do I teach this incredible ancient wisdom that really highlights to us how to have a truly preventive lifestyle.
It is oftentimes how we find our calling is through personal experience, right?
Yeah.
And I realized that I said Ayurveda and you said something totally different. So can you explain what that is?
Sure. Ayurveda is very hard to say. So everyone's going to say it in a different way, which is totally fine. You can say Ayurveda. You can okay. say it in any which way. I honestly think that Ayurveda is so hard to say. It's why it's not well known or famous because, you know, it's just too difficult. So I've actually taken some of its concepts and really simplified it to make it easier for people to understand. But basically, Ayurveda is this ancient wisdom from India that's over 5,000 years old. And Ayurveda means the science of life. So it's an understanding of how we can live our lives, bringing body, mind, and spirit into alignment. So the goal is not just, okay, we gotta be physically fit, or we have to have our mental health so clear and on point, or we're only on the spirituality side and forsaking all the rest. It's really about how do we bring those things together? How do we bring in more wholeness? And how do we feel nourished and grounded? And really the whole goal is that alignment for self, for spirit, for our own ability to connect with the divine wherever and however we believe in it. And so that's what I really love is it's a practice and it's a lifestyle that's really helping us find ourselves again, finding home.
Well, it seems pretty common sense that I would want to pay attention and try to align all the different aspects of my life. But like people, we like to do things that are really, really hard instead.
Yeah, true.
More complicated, siloed. How do you think, why is that? Is that just people want to think that the solution to their problem needs to be more complicated than it is? And this is not to say that Ayurveda is not a complicated thing, or maybe sure. It is.
It is pretty complex. It's pretty large. The ancient texts really talked about surgery, every subspecialty of medicine. So the fact that all of that was covered thousands of years ago is interesting. But you bring up an interesting point. We do overcomplicate things. And in current modern medicine, Western medicine, allopathic medicine, we really silo everything. You have a problem, you're going to go to that specialist. Like a lot of times people go down that line of seeing 20 specialists who put them on 20 different medications. And then they're wondering, God, I don't feel good. Somehow this didn't solve my problem. And then they usually find an integrative health practitioner or someone like me. And they're like, I don't feel good. I don't know what to do. And it's like, well, if we take one big step back, why are we seeking solutions one by one by one through the silo? Why aren't we taking the biggest step back and saying, what's gotten me here? What's leading me here? Is it my eating? Is it my sleep? Is it my movement? I mean, it's a physical body. We kind of know at this point in time what are some of those key inputs that we have to do. I think the problem is we don't want to do them. We don't want to do anything that's uncomfortable. We don't want to do hard things. We want the easy solution. We want the easy pill. And so my dream is for everyone to understand, let's take a step back and look at life as rituals, as what are the habits, what are the mindsets we need to have around health. And once we've built those rituals and rhythms and circadian rhythms into our life, maybe we can make this easier so you're willing to do it.
Eating, sleeping, movement. Yes, those are all the problem right there. All together for sure.
Yeah.
And
It's a big piece, a big, big piece.
I like the idea of looking at life as a ritual. We are creatures of habit, therefore we're the product of our habits. And I kind of think that people don't think that they have a lot of habits, but I think that you're in the habit of sleeping poorly.
Sure.
If you're in the habit of not eating well, you're in the habit of not moving. So these are also habits.
Correct. Correct. And we're used to living a very sedentary life. We're now at the point where we're putting walking pads under our desks and walking pads, all over the house. Why? Because we know we need to move more and we're not even willing to do it. So, like, I always am talking to so many of the women around me and so many clients. And I'm like, guys, we have to make it fun. We have to make it nourishing. It can't always be punishing. And if we can make it nourishing, I think we'd be willing to do it more.
Nourishing versus punishing. I like that a lot. So how do I do that? Why don't we?
I think it's about bringing in the joy. So, for example, I'm in my 40s now, and self-care is not an option. I'm not allowed to say, okay, I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to walk. I'm not going to lift. I'm not going to yoga. These things have become not optional. And so, at this point, if you can think of it as, okay, where can I build in walking but make it fun? Well, for me, I walk in nature and I leave voice memos for all my favorite human beings. I check in with my mom or people I love. So I'll find ways to make the thing that could normally be boring, a walk for an hour, morning and evening for my circadian clock, could feel like a boring task, but you can also make it so nourishing and fulfilling. Another example is food. A lot of times with food, we get really mono in our diets. People are carnivore, people are vegan, people are really strict. I'm just gonna have salmon and salad every day forever. And instead of getting so mono and focused, let's open it up a little. Let's eat according to the circadian clock, circadian seasonal eating, variety for the gut microbiome. But that sounds like a lot of work. So a lot of times I'll try to just buy salads ready to go, or I'll make sure when I'm eating out, I eat more seasonal dishes, not the same thing all the time. So it's like, how do you bring joy into something? Maybe you cook with your kids on the weekend. For example, my sister's coming in town and she knows how to cook. So I'm like, you can teach me a new dish and then that'll be part of what we do. So like right now we're doing frittatas every week for me. High protein, easy way to get in nourishment. But kind of learning from the people around you. I think we get so siloed in what we do, and we think of it as like, gosh, this is my grind, and I have to do all of this. But how do we bring more ritual in? Like, for example, my favorite self-care ritual is called tea time is me time. And I have tea like 5 times a day. And every time I pause to have tea, I know that for me, it's an anchor moment. I pause. You can call it a mindful moment, a meditative moment, but you can't chug your tea. So it's one of the few things that's going to cause you to pause, or it's your morning coffee. And you say, you know what? How am I doing today? I always ask myself some questions and I'm trying to tune into my intuition and ask it to give me those answers. How are you doing today? What do we need to change for this to be a good week? What needs to change today for today to be a good day? And my own intuition will give me great answers like, hey, you need to make more space today, or you didn't plan to eat today, or you need to call this person back. That's really important. Like your own intuition is calibrating constantly to you. And Ayurveda is just showing us all the different ways we can create enough space for our own intuition to be guiding us.
That's what it is. We need enough space to be able to do these things because if I'm redlining and running from one thing to the other with my hair on fire, I'm not having time to find joy in any of these things. But it doesn't take a lot to check in with yourself, say, how am I feeling today? What do I need more of or maybe less of? And how can I make what I'm going to do a little bit more fun? But if I don't have space,
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. And so even bringing ritual into our life and that richness can be really beautiful. So for example, maybe in the morning you think of it as, okay, I'm going to wake up and use a copper tongue scraper. That's an Ayurvedic ritual that we love to teach about. It's easy, it's inexpensive. Once you own a $10 copper tongue scraper, you'll own it for life. And you gently scrape the tongue 7 to 14 times. But that one self-care habit actually gives you five things. It's going to be detoxing to the body. It gets the gut awake and moving. We call that Agni or digestive fire. So I really love self-care rituals that are multitasking that do so much for us. But right after that, I always move to my morning hot lemon water, my aloe vera juice, just remembering that we can take the mornings and the evenings and really end cap our days in a way where we're building such strong ritual in there, such strong support for ourselves. At least the day starts well, at least the day ends well. And then you can start working inwards. Then you can start like, okay, lunchtime, I'm gonna take a 15-minute walk after lunch. That's really beneficial. Or at 3:30, I call it high tea. 3:34, if I'm gonna switch from work mode to go get the kids, I'll always pause. I'll have a cup of tea, make sure I've had a snack, I'm ready for what's coming next. And so really anchoring through the day, I think it's very beneficial.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
That makes so much sense. And capping the day, so we have more control, certainly, over how we start our day and how we end it. And so start there, because sometimes it is a little bit overwhelming to try to eat the whole elephant right at once.
Absolutely.
Well, I love that. I love finding the little things, and then being able to work in from there. You mentioned a copper tongue scraper, which I'm going to go buy immediately after our time today, because that's the first time I've ever heard of it. How many, are there countless number of, is that a homeopathic remedy? Is that the wrong term? It's an Ayurvedic remedy.
Yeah, you know, there's so many beautiful integrative systems of health. Homeopathy is amazing. I always recommend it to families with young kids having issues because we're limited in what we can do for the little ones, but it's very beneficial for all ages. Medical massage, like any form of massage, can be very healing. Reiki, going to your chiropractor, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, all of these systems have a lot of benefits. So I love all of them. Copper tongue scraper is an Ayurvedic concept that we teach because we teach that all the organs of the body, just like in reflexology, they're reflected on the bottom of your foot. In Ayurveda, we teach that they're reflected on the tongue. And so by scraping that tongue every day, you're actually gently scraping all the organs of the body. And then after tongue scraping, we teach about oil pulling, which is put a tablespoon or two of oil into your mouth, swish it around. It can be any organic food grade oil. And what you're doing is also collecting all that bacteria and all those toxins that accumulated overnight. And when you spit it out, make sure you spit it out in the trash, not your sink, shower, or toilet. You'll clog the pipes of the house. But it's a beautiful habit to start the day with, to really clean and clear oral microbiome. And we know that oral microbiome is connected to your gut microbiome. And so the goal is, how do we keep everything clean and clear and detoxed and healthy so that our body can stay the healthiest that it possibly can?
Which is the goal, I think, for most of us. So I appreciate that. So understanding how this is a 5,000-year-old practice, and around this one practice, there are so many different kinds of disciplines and practices and thinking and things that have been done. You're so passionate about it. How does that manifest for you? Your work is more specific.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Ayurveda changed my whole life. I learned how to build an immune system of steel, and I have been able to maintain this immune system since my 20s. So I'm constantly calibrating to that. I feel like I have boundless energy, mental energy, physical energy can change day to day, season to season. Definitely 45 hit me hard, and I was like, okay, I've got to dig twice as deep into my Ayurvedic self-care kit and toolkit of health to really maintain that level of vibrancy that I want. But for me, I keep having bigger and bigger dreams. I have a book coming out with Hay House in February. I want to speak on bigger stages and keep sharing my message. So to me, Ayurveda is this profound system of health, but it's also a lifestyle. And once you learn how to live in rhythm with that lifestyle, you have kind of like a framework. So to me, I live within that framework. I wake up, I'm energized and happy. I know my evening rituals are going to gift me that profound, high quality, deep sleep that I want, that's rejuvenating and nourishing. And Ayurveda teaches us build a circadian clock. So anytime I'm burning the candle at both ends, anytime I find myself like working until 9, too close to bedtime, I'll realize, you know what? You know what you're doing wrong. You know why you're tired and feeling burnt out, and you know just as easily how to bring it back. So I am my own work in progress, but what I love to see is when I work with my clients, a lot of times they'll say, Shivani, every night I'm doing my dry brushing, every night I'm doing my full body oil massage. Look at my skin, look at how I feel. I have no joint pain. Everything you're teaching works. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. So to me, it impacts me. And then I get like 10 times happier when I see a woman who's like, yeah, it works completely. I'm like, okay, good. It's not just me. All my clients are happy. All the people in my programs are happy. And then I've been in the world of turmeric for about a decade now. I did my PhD on turmeric, so I'm pretty obsessed with turmeric. And it's been really cool to see what potent turmeric can do in people's lives as well. But what I learned was people really do want that pill for a problem. And so once I realized, okay, I can really impact with turmeric, but what I want people to understand is the lifestyle. So that's why I now teach both. Like, you have to sleep well if you want to clear inflammation. It's not just the turmeric piece.
So fine, take the pill, but that's just the starting point.
Exactly. Get the help you need. You know, we're living in a time where we don't want to be in pain. We don't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to be held back. I don't want to be held back from working out, walking, lifting. I don't want anything to hold my energy back or my mobility and flexibility back. But it's so important we remember not to just take the band-aid in a sense, the solution that gives us the benefit, and forget that there was a root cause. And we need to chase that root cause issue as well.
Right, which is that difficult thing that we were talking about earlier that we human beings like to resist doing. So.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's much easier. And I watch my own behavior as a human. And I'm like, really? You think it can be iPhone till bedtime? You know better. Like, drop the habit again. You can't do Instagram till 9:30. It has to be reading a book. And so even I myself have to remember, like, you committed to sleeping well for a reason. You can't just cheat on this.
I imagine, that addition and subtraction play into this because if I'm in the habit of going through a drive-through every day, then that's going to be crushing everything about my body and probably my spirit, my soul, and everything else. So removing that behavior is probably extremely additive, but then there are things I need to add into my diet, like potentially turmeric, or just I don't get the nutrients a lot of the time from our food like we used to.
Right. No, it's very true. I mean, I forget that anyone even goes through a drive-through because
Right.
everyone around me is so conscious. Like, that's who I spend time with. But yes, it happens. I mean, I was a Taco Bell loving, what is it called now? Dr. Pepper drinking human, big red gum eating way back in the day. So yes, I think the first step, because I teach so much about inflammation, is we are an inflamed society. Our bodies are inflamed. It is the root cause behind so much of the chronic disease and sickness we're suffering from. And so step one is remove the insults. Everything that is causing that inflammation in the system, let's go after that. And there is some low-hanging fruit, like what you just said. Take out food, yes. Soda, yes. So let's take out ultra-processed foods. the seed oils that we know are really harmful and made for industrial use. They were not made for human use in the first place, like canola oil and things like that. We just don't need that stuff. Anything that's really high sugar, like soda, juices, these drinks that push our blood sugar level too high. Any foods that are made with ingredients that are fake, that are not meant in the body. Oftentimes we're buying food, and if you look at the packaging, I will stand in my Sprouts and I'll pick up two pancake mixes and I'll be like, wow, one has 15 ingredients and one has five. That kind of made it easy, didn't it? So just choosing simpler foods so the body recognizes it as food. I have a new book coming out called The Inflammation Code, and in that book I talk about how our poor body is taking what we're bringing in and putting in as foreign, and that's what's causing the inflammation. So just think about that every day. Like if I take this tea and it's just green tea and honey, my body can recognize that. That's from Mother Earth. But let's say I made my morning protein shake, and let's say in here I put 18 different things and they each had 18 ingredients. My poor body's gonna be like, I don't know how to process that. Can you simplify? And so for me, it's like almond milk, protein powder, creatine. Let's keep it clear. Body can absorb that. It knows what to do with that solution. But let's not go into all day being processed out of a box or frozen or dead. We also teach in Ayurveda something called prana. Prana means life force. So you get life force from breath. You can do breath work. But also, are you eating anything fresh in your day? It's very easy nowadays to go your whole day without fresh food. And so really bringing in that fresh food is a way to say to your body, yes, I'm here to nourish all my cells. I'm not here just consuming food as fuel, and I'm not even fueling my cellular health.
So much, Shivani, so much. That's why we need people like you to guide us through this process. So
there is so much to know, but you know what? I think it's about keeping it simple. Sleep well. Honor sleep as the first thing you do. And I always teach that sleep is easy. You're just going to sleep. But many of us get sleep wrong. Everyone tells me my sleep is fine. And I'm like, what does fine mean? They're like, it's fine. I wake up tired. Like, this is normal. This is aging. I'm like, no, you need to become obsessed with sleep first. That's where you clear inflammation and heal. Then when you wake up, can you do one or two good things for yourself? Can you kick it off well? And then do your best throughout the day and keep improving. But don't think of it as, oh, being healthy is so hard. I can't do it. I give up. This is just too much work. I don't want to cook. I don't want to do any of that. It's like, how do you simplify? It's like, for me, if I want to be simple, I'll just scramble some eggs with some pesto I bought at Costco that I love. Add some salt and pepper. That's a great meal. Like, we can simplify things. We don't have to make it complicated to have good health.
Doesn't need to be complicated, Shivani. Like it. Well, Shivani, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
For sure. So my website is my name, ShivaniGupta.com, ShivaniGupta. And I'm at Dr.ShivaniGupta on Instagram. And you'll find my new book, The Inflammation Code, there on my website at TheInflammationCode.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Shivani your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to ShivaniGupta.com and check out everything that we've been talking about and everything Shivani has been spending so much time to make easier to consume and bring into our lives. And then go to, what was the name of the book again? And the website,
rather? TheInflammationCode.com.
TheInflammationCode.com. Because if you're wondering if you have inflammation in your body, you probably do. So. Thanks again, Shivani.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
the social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.